Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday, or let's think of it as Friday Eve edition. Going into a big holiday, party weekend, Fancy Brian. You know, most Memorial Day remembrances include a cold beer and something on the grill. Probably a brat. How you doing, big guy?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. I'm gonna have 9 fourth graders sleeping over my house Saturday night.
Man, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
I mean, the house will be full of laughter, one hopes. Not tears, laughter.
Laughter and joy and, wow, insanity. But it'll be great. I'm going to really enjoy it.
Been a long time since I had a little girl slumber party at my house. Years and years. But they're fun. They're fun. You know, as long as there's no boys around.
That happened last year, actually. Neighborhood crush showed up. It was interesting.
Oh, that brings a whole new complexion to the sleepover. How you doing, Evan? Here with me at the world headquarters, lightly screening calls while he's pumping his arms. I'm going to take that for a good mood. You know, I've been in a fair to middling mood all week. Best case scenario. And I hate doing gun shows. And, you know, this will eventually become a gun show. Oh, yeah, there's the gun show. Fancy Brian showing out the guns. I hate doing gun shows. I hate doing mass shooting shows. I hate all of that, you know what. But we cover the headlines here. That is the job we do. And eventually, I got to tell you, this show, like others, will end up being a gun show. I know it will. But that's not exactly where I wanted to lead today. Today, I wanted to lead in a different place. I want to lead with the former president, if you will, and the influence he still is having over the elective cycle, let's say. I don't know if you'd seen it, but there was a guy that quit the Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday, and he was a Republican appointee. His name was Dean Knutson. And the Elections Commission, they're the ones that make the rules here for elections, or at least they administer the rules. And we used to have this nonpartisan retired judge board called the Government Accountability Board. But they had the, you know, temerity to investigate Scott Walker when he was brazenly coordinating with outside groups and breaking campaign finance laws. Scott Walker, the former governor, the wanker, as I'd like to refer to him as, he was the John Doe in the John Doe investigation. But anyways, he survived. There were no charges leveled, and Scott Walker survived, or at least he survived the John Doe. Not re-election, not every time, because he ain't the governor anymore, but he survived, if you will. Now, the Elections Commission is the newest machination, and it's set up on the model, I would think, of the feckless Federal Elections Commission, the idea being you put 3 Dems, 3 Republicans on, and then everything gets stalemated, and nothing meaningful ever really changes, which is the way that Republicans like it, because if they're going to jam through all these elective changes, you know, voter suppressive stuff and all this stuff, and, you know, on the other side of the spectrum, they're going to lie, steal, and cheat in every means necessary. You know, ends justify the means. So if they got to break a few campaign finance laws, break a little China along the way, well, that's all good. So you got to have a less effective campaign finance board, or, you know, they might actually do something. Well, Donald Trump didn't win the election in the state of Wisconsin. You know, Although, I don't know if you saw, went after, what's her name, Kellyanne Conway today? Kellyanne dropped a book acknowledging that Trump had lost the election. And Trump went after Kellyanne Conway. You know, I thought they were close. I really did. I thought that Kellyanne and Trump were close. But Trump is not a happy man today. Let's go there briefly. Trump rages at Kellyanne Conway and suggests she go back to her crazy husband if she thinks he lost in 2020. I mean, he's still taking this tact. This is still the game you're playing. And those that, you know, write tell-alls, try to cash out. You know, you appreciate that, right, Trump? You're always trying to cash out. But those that might dare to tell the truth, well, they're to be attacked. Let me read a little bit here. Former President Donald Trump is coming out swinging at longtime loyalist. This is what he does to friends. The loyalist of friends. If they acknowledge the truth that he lost in 2020.
Well, he's historical. They're hysterical.
Oh, yes. Came out swinging at longtime loyalist Kellyanne Conway for claiming in her new book that she told the former president he had legitimately lost the 2020 election. Writing on his Truth Social platform, at least he's been using his own platform more fancy, the twice-impeached former one-term president said he wanted nothing to do with his former White House counselor if she thought President Joe Biden was legitimately elected. Kellyanne Conway never told me that she thought we lost the election, Trump fumed. If she had, I wouldn't have dealt with her any longer. She would have been wrong. Could go back to her crazy husband. Trump then posted false claims about the 2020 election and promoted the widely ridiculed new documentary by right-wing activist Dinesh D'Souza about the 2020 election. The election was rigged, Trump falsely claimed. They used COVID to cheat and steal, and the evidence is massive and indisputable. See 2,000 Mules. That's the movie he references, right? So anyways, that sets the tone. This happening in real time. This is where we're at today as a country. Aside from the, you know, the nearly daily massacres at a school, let's say. But we got the former president of the United States going out and attacking even the most loyal friends. Let's call her a friend. Kellyanne's certainly been a friend to the former. And here in the great state of Wisconsin, we've got Trump loyalist and apparently Trump hitman, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, taking a Republican appointee off the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Fancy Brian, I'm sure you're an informed man. I'm sure you've seen this headline. Let me jump into it a bit. A Republican member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission announced his resignation this week after, and this is the new news, after U.S. Senator Ron Johnson took a rare step in state politics and told the CHOP, told a top GOP lawmaker the commissioner had lost support from his own party. Lost support. You know, if they took a vote of confidence, you didn't get it. So keep this in mind. What did he lose support for? Dean Knutson already under fire from his own party over his refusal to embrace false claims about the 2020 election, said in his announcement that he was leaving his post because members of his party at the highest levels, and it doesn't get much higher than Trump or Ron Johnson, made clear he should not run to be commission chairman, an election that was supposed to take place Wednesday, but was delayed when Knutson resigned. He resigned. Well, there's only two eligible Republicans. It has been Ann Jacobson. She's done an admirable job as the chair, the Democrat. But her turn is up. And now it's a Republican's turn. And there's only two eligible Republicans. The former Trump fraudulent elector, Bob Spendell, who I'm waiting for the charges to come down from the DOJ on. I mean, this man could be taken off in cuffs. And Dean Knutson. But Dean Knutson, the Republican appointee on this panel, well, he's not good enough. This guy was the elections commissioner, the chair of this panel, 18 to 2020. But suddenly he ain't good enough anymore, not for Rojo. So Rojo took him out. A little bit more. A spokeswoman for Johnson told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Thursday that the state's senior U.S. senator talked to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and here's the quote, Fancy, to express his belief that Dean Knutson had lost the confidence of grassroots Republicans in representing their interest on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Well, 40% of the Republican Party the other day at their convention just down the road in Middleton, state Republicans, 40% of them think and voted to, what, redo the last election. Decertify. We're in 2022. The midterms are like, what, 4 or 5 months away? And you're relitigating 2020 to this moment. And if the fair and honest Dean Knutson, by all accounts, he is a fair and honest man. And that's what's getting him thrown off the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Now, he left of his own volition. But when you're a Republican, when you're a good soldier, and the senior senator comes and says, I want this guy gone. Well, guess what? You resign. You know, unlike Republicans that fail to leave in a very fascistic fashion, even when their terms are over. But let me read a little bit more. As the senator, again, this is from Rojo's spokeswoman, Alexa Henning. As the senator has traveled around the state, election integrity continues to be a primary concern of the grassroots. He never suggested that Dean Knutson resign and continues to believe the number one goal regarding election integrity is to restore confidence in our election system for every Wisconsinite, Republican, Democrat, and independent. Well, how are you going to do that when you kick the guy with integrity off the elections committee? In deference for what? Now, Robert Voss, you're on the hot seat, buddy. You're on the clock. Who's your new appointment? Who's the new appointment? Because Bob Spindell was a false Trump elector. And you, Robin Voss, you're barely surviving as the party speaker. I mean, they had a vote of no confidence on your ass. So who are you putting in next? Who's the next Wisconsin Elections Commissioner? And this has been my greatest fear, is good people like Dean Knutson, by all accounts. You know, you could be good and a Republican, but good people like Knutson are getting run out on a rail. And who in the hell in their right mind, what sort of civic-minded good person wants to go serve on a board chaired by a false Trump elector or get targeted by a U.S. senator, you know, for telling the truth? Come back. Devil's Advocates. Tell you the truth. It's a Thursday, but I wish it was a Friday.
This election was rigged. This election is a total fraud.
No, I'm not going to join a cult.
Run away!
Courage.